This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a final hour on this Thursday. There's a scene in the movie Christmas Story when somebody says, "I double dog dare you." Well, it's a double dog dare Thursday. I had two hot dogs already before 11 a.m., and I'm proud of myself. This might be what my future is like when I'm not doing this show, just sitting around, you know, in my bathrobe when I'm retired, having hot dogs early in the morning, nothing else to do. But double dog dare you. Two hot dogs today. Ah, feels good. Yes, Paul?
This does seem like a new direction for you.
It is. Wow. I don't know what happened.
I will say, though, the people who are beneficiaries of your estate planning, they're encouraging more of this behavior.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Randy Johnson, the big unit, will join us. Coming up on the program, got a new poll question for the final hour. And do we know who gave Randy Johnson his nickname, the Big Unit, Paul?
Yeah, we looked it up because it's been there forever since he was in Montreal when he came into the league. He had a little collision with Tim Raines, the outfielder, star outfielder from during batting practice or something like that. And they bumped into each other. And Tim Raines was under 5'10". And Tim Raines turned around and goes, "Damn, you're a big unit." And everyone laughed, and that was it.
Hmm.
And it stuck.
Okay. So the big unit at 6'10" will join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, downloading the app. Thank you for doing so. Our radio affiliates around the country. Anybody else going to have a hot dog today? Seton, you're going to? Todd?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Front row is abstaining from the... The dogs.
Yeah.
All right.
I started with some peanut butter pretzels in a big container that they have back there as an appetizer, and then we'll get to the dog.
All right. Thank you. I'm already lining up for Meat Friday. Talk to the chef, Tyler, see what's on the menu there. A little bit of a surprise twist for Meat Friday coming up tomorrow. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Merchandise, got some new t-shirts there. We have the UConn t-shirts. We have C's Get Degrees t-shirts. I'm trying my best head cover for your driver. All available at danpatrick.com. Also, our gambling podcast later today, Shay and Irving, Dylan the graphics guy, Bad Larry. We will, Shay went to the Masters. So Shay will recapture what that was like, the experience. And apparently nobody kicked him out. So that'll be a little bit later on at danpatrick.com. Paul in Iowa, been holding for a little while. Paul, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Well, I cannot wait for the podcast to come out with Jonte Porter and Tim Donaghy. That's going to be a must listen. But I wanted to ask you guys about the Caitlin Clark new shoe deal that was announced? And is there a monetary value that we can place on the fact that this is the only sport where she's going to walk right into the pros and 2 weeks after her college career ends, the wave is still cresting? Like Caleb Williams, we won't see him in a football jersey for 8 months. Caitlin Clark is not leaving our TV.
Yeah. No, it's the timing is great. You know, the fact that the draft, a couple of weeks after the championship game, then you're going to have a couple of weeks training camp, and then you're going to start playing basketball in a couple of weeks. There's no cooling off. And then she'll play, then she'll go to the Olympics, and then she'll come back. You release the shoe that Nike's putting out, eight-figure deal, and I think it's they're going to get their money's worth out of Caitlin Clark, I believe, at Nike. That this seems like a no-brainer. Because Sabrina Ionescu, that is the shoe for you know, women's basketball, younger players. And Caitlin Clark, timing couldn't be better. Jerome in Texas. Hi, Jerome. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Real quick, since I'm driving, on your bad debt, last sponsorship opportunity, you can get cremated in a giant Traeger.
Oh.
And at the ceremony.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Safe travels there, Jeremy. Yeah, Traeger has offered to cremate me if I want to be in a Traeger grill. And I think that, you know, it's product placement. I would like to be kind of slow roasted, though.
Slow roasted.
Yeah. Do you remember? I know you remember. At one of my Christmas parties, Chad from Traeger wanted to cook a pig. And These little kids who came over, you know, their parents bring them over, and, you know, we tell parents, bring your kids over. And Chad had the grill open, and there was a pig. And all these two little girls, they just shrieked. It, you know, it became a tray of pulled pork, but it was the pig in the Traeger. And these little girls just saw it when he opened it up, and they just screamed. Oh, I know. And then my wife goes, what did you do? I go, I didn't do anything. Chad from Traeger lifted up the top of the grill, and there was a pig in there. Oh, Bill in New York. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hey, sorry you caught me. I was in the bathroom, but thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I just want to go back. Two things quick. I think your headstone should be, he lived his life. And Fuego, parentheses, albeit injury prone. I think it'd be perfect.
Okay.
And then, as we know, and Fuego means it's either excellent or sexy. So I think we all agree that you lived an excellent life.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you in the bathroom there. But if you cremate me, I could be in Fuego. Let's see. Neil in North Carolina. Hey, Neil.
Hey, guys, Dan and Danettes, love the show. You know, regarding this whole estate planning, I just got a couple things for you. You know, anytime somebody passes, it's a bad thing, but I always try to look on the bright side. So, you know, maybe at the ceremony, you have your daughters and your son, you know, wear the dead dad, you know, club T-shirt. You know, they'll get royalties. It might increase sales. And just to let them know, I know it's a sad moment, but, you know, we will welcome into the dead dad club, you know, with open arms.
All right. Well, thank you, Neil. I will let my son and my daughters in on that. If they want to wear those shirts at my wake, the dead dad club, sure. It's up to them. I mean, I'm not going to have anything to say. Yes, Tyler. Wow.
Yes. Damn, you called me Tyler?
I did.
Damn.
Didn't you used to have Tyler's job?
I did.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
I like that, by the way. Tyler's now sitting by, not standing by.
No.
Waiting for your call.
Yeah.
He's sitting by.
Yeah, he doesn't stand. Not standing by, he's sitting by.
This is subtle.
Yes, Mark.
Will you do a public viewing so the fans can come by and see you?
Yeah, probably. Like I'll lay in state.
Like a head of state.
Yes, that what they do? Like at the rotunda or whatever it is?
It might be booked. We'll try to get it.
All right. Okay, so new poll question for the final hour is
...
... Wait, am I?
Do we have a new one?
I walked in, and Paulie, right before I turned on my microphone, and Paulie goes, got a new poll question. I said, okay, what's the new poll question?
He's like, yeah, I got a new poll question. I'm like, okay, I think that's your cue to do it.
Here's one.
I don't know what it is.
All right, Jason Kelce supposedly lost his Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili, that old bit.
Oh, yeah, the chili one.
Okay. So that happens. People lose rings. Which would, if you were Jason Kelce or any Super Bowl winning athlete who is also married, which would you rather lose, your Super Bowl ring or your wedding ring? Which comes with more heat?
I guess I'd lose my wedding ring.
So I actually put up their worst ring to lose.
Ooh.
Or which actually should be worse.
Okay.
Because it's two, not worst.
Yeah.
Super Bowl or wedding. Perfect poll, 50-50. Let's
okay.
go.
Todd?
Let's go.
If you had a Broncos championship ring or your wedding ring, and you have to go home and explain you lost one of those to your wife.
It is far worse to lose the wedding ring.
Okay. Seton, what about you?
Yeah, I'm not trying to lose my wedding ring.
Okay. Marvin?
No, I'm not losing my wedding ring.
Okay. Paulie?
I would pick the wedding ring. I did lose my wedding ring within a month of being married.
Mm.
The one I had was a bit too big. It fell out when I was in the backyard of where I was living, this little dumb apartment I was living in. I looked for it for 3 hours. Then I hired a person, one of those things.
the metal thing.
Yes. I hired a guy with a metal detector. He spent 4 hours looking for it. And it couldn't have been that far because it's a very small property. He did not find it. While I did catch, I wouldn't say heat, but disappointment from my new bride that I lost it. By the fact that I went out and hired someone and looked around for like 12 hours for it, kind of mitigated the heat.
Yeah, I could get a replacement for my wedding ring. Yeah, I've lost it before, but I mean, I've been married 37 years, so you know how many Super Bowl. I'd say to my wife, "Huh, it's a Super Bowl ring." Yes, yes, Tom.
I was having a football catch with my son a few years ago in the backyard, and I just went flying off my finger. The wedding ring, and thankfully we somehow found it in the grass, but that was a major panic moment there. And from now on, not that I'm some athlete that's playing ball at any level, but I'm going to take the ring off, and I suggest anyone that does anything like that, take the ring off before you throw a football or shoot hoops or anything like that.
Thank you for a story that nobody asked for.
Do you think taking it off is a better idea? Like, let's say I'm going to play some pickup basketball at the park with my bros. You're going to put your ring down on the bench?
I'd probably put it like in my pocket or in the car or something like that.
Oh.
But,
yeah, but thank you, Tom. Thank you.
But the fact that it flew off my
thing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't take it off.
But you got it back.
I did.
Yeah.
We found it in the grass somewhere.
It's a better story if you don't find it. Like Paulie's, that's a better story. He didn't find it.
Fair enough.
Not for me, but the story.
Yeah. It's content, Todd.
You could have made something up, I guess. I was just trying to be honest.
I got a great story. I didn't lose my wedding ring. Hold on. Save it. Save it for the next segment.
My wife started throwing things at me because I lost it. She hit me with a pan.
Nobody tells a story like you do. Nobody. Oh, I'm going to miss this. You know, here's the problem. here's going to be an issue. I'm going to hate to block you when I retire. But I think I'm going to have to block you.
I think you're gradually doing that already. I'll send you like this long note and you'll send me like maybe an emoji or a thumbs up or the letter K, which I guess means okay.
Yes. But I guess, how about this? When I retire, you get one text per day.
Wow. That's great. That's
awesome. That's not
bad.
You
guys would all love that. Or no texts per day.
Well, they're not asking for any. I'm just saying I'll take one text from you when I retire.
Well, I better pick my spots then.
Paulie doesn't want to hear from you.
I don't think anybody wants to hear from me.
Actually, I will like to hear from Fritzy when we're done doing the show.
Oh, you will?
Because he's not going to be talking about gas or other things.
Yeah, to share like fun, you know, quirky stories instead of who do we want to have on the second hour.
Like when you nearly lost your ring when you were playing football in the backyard.
Yeah, that was intense. I had like a panic attack.
That
doesn't take much.
It was unbelievable.
Where's my ring? It just fell off. I can't find my ring.
We've heard that voice before many times.
Yeah.
The last 20 years.
Wearing costumes that I can't get off.
Can't get out. Can't breathe.
A lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
That was crazy. The costume. God, I'm so mad at, I'm not really mad at Casey, but I'm so mad at Casey for not recording that.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you got to keep the camera going. He's like, no way. It was one of the nicest things he could have ever done.
Yeah, we were
man,
doing
am I so
the sausage race. And Casey Garrity, who worked for us, he was the host of the Box Score. And he was videotaping all of this. And then Todd can't get out of his sausage.
And the 18-year-old intern, there's much bigger guys than you that have run this race that have put that costume on that can get out of it easier.
It doesn't bend that way. It doesn't bend that way.
I don't
way.
Know why you're having trouble getting out of it. We
it was a
much
true
bigger guys.
Sausage off. He couldn't get his sausage.
And then he couldn't. But the fact that you were panicking made it even worse.
I'm sweating, and now it's even harder to take it off, and I could feel the paleness in my face.
And we're just laughing. I mean, you can't see us, that we're just laughing.
Everything started getting very bright, and I needed like a ginger ale or something. You guys are cracking up.
Yeah, Paulie.
To be fair to Fritzy, these costumes were a bit snug and a bit hard, you know, like a hard material. His arms are so disproportionate to any other person's body or his body. It's that he squoze them in, and you know he's not getting them off himself. He doesn't do a lot of... And so there's three 18-year-olds pulling up.
I know. It was great.
Got to bend it back and to the left. It'll come right out. No, it's not happening.
No, it's not bending. No, sir, I can't get out.
This was before we even started running. So I got this big sweat going, and now we got to go out in the 98 degrees and run all around the field.
And it was difficult to see out of those costumes. It was.
It didn't line up with your eyelids and the rest of your body. And
yeah. Oh, that was great. That was a fun time. Great people in Milwaukee.
He's getting hot. Poor little guy in there. Stuffed in that thing.
Should we try to do it one more time? Would you guys be up for a sausage race again?
Sausage off two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Todd, would you be up for the sausage
race? I think I'll be the timekeeper to keep the clock and wait for you guys at the finish line.
No. It's either all of us or none of us.
I would need to practice way ahead of time, trying it on, taking it on and off. Not the running part, which was terrible in and of itself, but I'd have to make sure I can get it off.
Okay, we're going to film you practicing putting your sausage.
There we go. Let's see your sausage.
Marvin, would you be up for the sausage race?
Absolutely.
All right. Seton?
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe before we call it quits. Todd?
I'm going to send the Brewers PR a note after the show. So you're going to get this call from the guys about wanting to just tell them that you don't do that anymore. They don't do that race.
They're probably listening right now. Somebody in the Brewers office, Bob Uecker, could be listening. Uecker will tell them. Go do the sausage race. And McLovin ended up winning the race. It was close, right down to the wire.
Yeah, he was probably the most fit at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. My money would be on Marvin. You're the youngest guy. And you tell us you used to be really, really fast.
I said 70 pounds ago.
Well, that means you're just kind of fast. You used to be really, really fast. Now you're just kind of fast. But that's faster than us. And Seton might give you a go for it.
I think so.
And this time I'm going to try and win. I'm not doing it in jeans and Chuck Taylors. I'm going to try to win this
time. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
right. Are you going to wear, like, track spikes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming prepared.
Going to be stretching out there? You want starter box there for us?
I likely won't be incredibly hungover either, which is going to be just definitely good. I'm just saying, you guys are in for it.
That is true, though. We did go out the night before. Yeah. Somehow we found a bar that was open.
Sweating whiskey out of my pores while I'm stuck in a sausage costume.
Didn't J.J. Watt join us?
Yeah, he and his high school bros showed up to the bar. They hung out for like an hour, and then went to the gym to get a lift
they
on.
They did. They
like 11.
Something like that, 10 or 11 at night. We're like, where are you guys going? We're going to go lift. And I was like,
a little obsessive.
I'm lifting this right here, this bottle.
Going to go lift again.
Yeah, lift it in the morning. I'm going to top it off at night and go out there and lift again. All righty, take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to the 5-time Cy Young Award winner, Randy Johnson. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Randy Johnson, Hall of Famer, set to join us. Now, playing in the National League, he probably had 400 or 500 at-bats in his career, Paulie?
Yeah, Randy Johnson played a long time in the NL, both Montreal and then mostly with Arizona. I got 691 plate appearances.
Okay, let's guess more home runs for Randy Johnson. I think he batted 100, you know, right around 100 or something.
125.
Like 125, yeah. Shortchanging. Okay, so big unit, more home runs or stolen bases?
Ooh.
All right.
You guys guessed.
Todd?
I'm going to say he stole a few more bases than dingers.
Okay. Seton?
I'm going dingers.
Okay. Marvin?
Home runs.
Paulie?
I have one career home run for Randy Johnson.
Ooh.
It was back in 03. Good year for his
Yeah.
Yeah. Big stick that year.
Yeah.
He had .94 that year. I have zero career stolen bases, Dan.
Hmm. Let's bring in Randy Johnson. No stolen bases. Who'd you hit the home run off of?
Off of Doug Davis in Milwaukee. And then later, I think the following year we became teammates, so we had a lot to talk about on the golf course.
Do you remember though what pitch? I mean, you guys always remember what the count was and what the pitch was.
You know, the game. I think the game was tied then. You know, I think it was 1-1. So with my game face on, I took it very seriously. You know, I didn't milk it like the players now. I ran around the bases, but they showed the dugout. And the dugout, all my teammates were more happy than I was.
Would you throw at somebody if they tried to bunt on you? Nolan Ryan used to do that, but did you take offense?
I got a lot of stories from him. You know, we worked together on my mechanics with Tom House, and then we did some videos together, and now being in the Hall of Fame with him, you know, we have a lot of time to talk. And actually, I have a lot of time to talk with a lot of the great pitchers, some that are no longer with us, but I've had the opportunity to pick their brain and get to meet them and ask them what it was like to play back in the day. I think there was a little bit of, you know, I guess everybody said I was kind of surly on the day that I pitched. I don't know why, but I guess that would be a definition. And I guess I think the one encounter I had that really tells you about I am a nice guy was a confrontation that I had with a friend, Kenny Lofton, yeah. a left-handed hitter. And it's on YouTube, and I saw it recently. Someone showed it, and I threw a fastball, and, you know, I didn't finish the pitch up, so it kind of sailed up and into him. It was a slider that kind of backed up. It didn't break it that well. And so it kind of, you know, came up and into him on a slider. And he kind of like, you know, was, you know, flopping around the home plate there like it almost hit him or something. And I'm yelling on them at the mound. You can read my lips. That was a slider. That was a slider. And so... So the benches, you know, go back into the dugout and everything is restored. And then I throw him a fastball up and in. And I go, that was a fastball.
We're talking to Randy Johnson, Hall of Famer, joining us on behalf of DirecTV. The bird encounter 23 years ago, and Randy wants to make things right together with DirecTV. Randy, they created a series of bird sanctuaries mimicking a baseball stadium built atop DirecTV satellite dishes. And you have an opportunity. Baseball fans can go to DirecTV.com/bird ballparks and enter for a chance to win your own stadium sanctuary.
You could have a chance to win the Millet Mullet, a rendition of what I was wearing in the commercial. Or your own bird ballpark, because DirecTV now is satellite free. So it was a great partnership. That came up a couple of months ago. They asked if I would like to right the ship with the dead bird and be able to move forward in life and feel good about myself and get PETA off my back. And I said, sure. And so I just thought, what took so long to do something like this?
Okay, but does the bird's estate get anything from this, Randy?
Well, they get lifetime season tickets.
Oh, they do.
So the birds can come and watch. You know, they get their own MLB package, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay. How often are you asked about that?
I played 22 years in the major leagues, and it's the one thing that I'm remembered for. And I don't mind, but a lot of times when I'm walking somewhere and someone recognizes me, it won't be one of the accomplishments that maybe I had, but it will be, oh, you're the guy that killed the bird. Yeah, so it still comes up a lot after 23 years.
But I think you're underrated because of this. I think because of your height, John Kruk in the All-Star game, the bird, that people, like I even went back looking at the stat, you have 5 Cy Youngs. I think 4 in a row. I mean,
I won 300 games. I've got almost 5,000 strikeouts.
But it feels
I got a home run.
You did. You hit a bomb is what you hit. But it feels like because of all these things that we don't focus in on your career as much as, I mean, your World Series MVP. But it's, hey, oh, that's the tall pitcher. Oh, that's the guy who threw really hard and, you know, John Kruk turned his batting helmet around, or it's like Shaq. You know,
well, you know what, Dan? Maybe one day you should have a Randy Johnson day and just go through all my accomplishments and write the ship.
This is it, Randy. This is the Randy Johnson day.
Okay, here we are.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, when you hit that bird and it went like poof, did you even know what you did?
No, it was in spring training down in Tucson. The Diamondbacks are now up in Scottsdale like all the other teams are. There is no more spring training down in Tucson, Arizona. So So we were down at Tucson Electric Park. I was pitching in a day game there. The only reason it was even caught on camera is because our videographer had a little camcorder out in center field for the hitters and for me, so I could watch my mechanics and the hitters could do the same. That's the only reason that was even captured on TV, on video. And when I initially threw the pitch, I throw the pitch, I hit the bird, and then I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of stunned, you know, like what happened? I thought initially someone had thrown something maybe from a dugout or the stands. And, you know, I didn't know really what it was initially until Jeff Pent, who was on the on deck circle with the San Francisco Giants, the bird, the impact of the bird actually knocked him over by the bird over by the on deck circle. And he kind of picked it up. And then I think everybody kind of knew what was going on then. So, but yeah, it all happened so fast.
I can't imagine if you're coming up now that somebody's going to say to you, hey, we need you to go five innings, maybe six innings, but pitchers nowadays, you guys don't go eight or nine.
I've talked about it a little bit, and I tried to be as positive as I could about it, and I mean it in a positive way that I think – that today's pitcher, and I'm not talking about the pitchers that have been, you know, 10 plus years because they weren't a part of that. I think those guys, when they were young pitchers, they were, had the ability to go deeper into the games. This whole regimen about, analytics and all that is really kind of picked up in the, you know, and it's steamrolling now. And I think that the pitchers of today, you know, the last 5 years that are trying to make their mark in the game, I don't think that they're going to be as good as they can possibly be. And I mean that in a positive way, that because there's pitch counts and turning the lineup over comes into play, I think, and bullpens are, you know, a big deal now by the way they use bullpens. You're not going to be able to pitch your way out of a problem. You're not going to be able to see the mentality, the mental mentality and the physical attributes you have to get through an inning like that. You're going to come out, they're going to go to the bullpen, and you're never going to develop the demeanor of what it takes to get through an inning like that. And maybe throw those 10 more extra stressful pitches opposed to non-stress pitches.
Yeah.
And I think you're not going to go deep. The pitchers aren't going to go deeper in the game, which means, Dan, that there's not going to be a lot of 20-game winners like there was in the past, because when you go 7 to 8, maybe even a complete game every once in a while, you know, sometimes you got to get the opposing starting pitcher out of the game because he's pitching so well. And then when you get to their bullpen, that's when you're able to maybe scratch a run across and maybe you win 2-1 or 1-0. And you do that late in the game. And so now you've picked up a win, and that one or two wins like that at the end of the year, now you've gone from 18 to maybe 20 wins, or from, you know, 200 and something wins to 300 over your career. And so I just feel like starting pitchers, you know, because the leash is a little bit shorter, because you're not seeing pitchers throw 125, 135 pitches. It's usually about a 95 to 110. And that usually takes you to about 5 or 6 innings. You're not going to get the opportunity. There's too much game left. Unless it's a blowout, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities to win ball games.
We're talking to Randy Johnson, the Hall of Famer, joining us on behalf of DirecTV. Do you have albums back there behind you?
Lots of albums. Lots of LPs.
Okay, if you had to grab one album when you get out of the house, what would you grab?
Oh, man, there's so many, but if I just grabbed... How about if I just grab like a whole stack and I have them like in punk rock, in mobile fidelity, in like prog rock. So here we go. We got, you know,
yes.
One Step
is that,
and Seven.
Is that fragile?
We just bought Van Halen One Step. So it's supposed to be, it's from the master recording redone. And then we got Steely Dan.
Ooh.
And then we got, you know, what else we got over here? We got some punk rock stuff. And then we got, you know, then we got Jethro Tull. What is this? Oh, we got Tom Petty. And then we got, you know, stuff from the 60s and 70s, you know, and then we got it all.
If I said that you could have had a career for 20 years or more being a drummer, let's say you could have been the drummer for Rush, or you just are a fan of Rush and you still have your baseball career. If I said I'll take away your baseball career, but you've been the drummer for Rush for 30 years.
If I don't have a baseball career, I want to be able to do something in life. I mean,
but you have to give it up. You have to give that up. It doesn't exist. I'm talking to Randy Johnson, the drummer for Rush right now.
Would I do that? No, I didn't really know about drumming when I was 7 or 8 years old, but I already knew about pitching. Mm. I already knew about Vida Blue, you know, the person that I looked up to, because I grew up outside of the Bay Area and he was, you know, playing for the Oakland A's. I love all that music. I love drumming. I love the band Rush. I love lots of rock and roll bands.
Okay, give me your top five drummers. Aside from Neil with Rush, give me five of your favorite drummers.
John Bonham, Ginger Baker, Buddy Rich, Keith Moon. I think that's five right there. John, and we're going in all different kinds of genre. Buddy Rich is, I think, a lot of people look to him as probably, you know, one of the finest drummers and best drummers of all time. And then you get into the rock and roll, and everybody kind of, it's either, you know, I mean, really. What really defines the best drummer? It's kind of like you saying, you know, who is the best pitcher? Well, what era are we talking about? You can't compare Cy Young back in the early 1900s to Greg Maddux. That's not just not fair, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess you could do it a little bit easier with drumming, but, you know, there's lots of different genres, and I think, you know, you'd be surprised. Those jazz drummers like Buddy Rich could probably do a lot of the stuff that rock and roll drummers could do, but rock and roll drummers can't do what Buddy Rich was doing.
It's great to talk to you, and seems like you're doing well. So
I'm doing okay. I'm five months removed from full knee replacement, so I'm on the disabled list now. But look for me coming out of a bullpen somewhere. After the All-Star break.
Oh, great to talk to you again, Randy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I appreciate it.
That's Randy Johnson, Hall of Famer, and DirecTV has launched For the Birds. It's a national advertising campaign.
Snarky.
Yes. So Randy wants to make things right with that poor bird that he killed in spring training. And you can go to directtv.com/birdballparks. Chance to win your own stadium sanctuary there. Yes, Todd.
For someone that seems so scary and intimidating to watch him on the mound, it's just amazing how lovable and likable the guy is, just the way you're just having a conversation with him. It's a total 180.
His career is over. There's nothing to be upset about. And he did say, you know, people said I was surly on days I was pitching. I experienced that firsthand. In Chicago, Diamondbacks were playing. I go in to see Mark Grace and Luis Gonzalez. And Randy's pitching that day. So you go into the locker room. I go to the right. Grace is there and Luis Gonzalez. And they go, hey, go down there and say hello to Unit. And Randy is down there at his locker. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm Mr. Sports Center. Yeah, let me walk down there. Let me do Randy a favor. I'll go down there and say hello to him. And I walked down there. I said, hey, Randy. Didn't turn around. I said, hey, Randy, Dan Patrick, Sports Center. And he turns around and he goes, So? And I hear Mark Grace and Luis Gonzalez dying laughing. And I walk back and I said, you SOB. And they go, you don't approach. Even they were saying the teammates didn't approach Randy Johnson on the day that he was pitching. So, all right, take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Try to accomplish all of that. We have a Randy Johnson quiz, or Randy Johnson-related quiz here. Paulie?
Here it comes. Randy Johnson had four straight Cy Youngs at one point in his career. Okay. Five total, but four straight. How many other Major League Baseball pitchers have had four straight Cy Youngs in history?
Zero.
Oh.
Yes, Marv.
I'm such a geek. I know this. Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux is correct. One. He's the one and only other person to do it. Okay. Now, I extrapolated this a little bit, if that's the right word. Four straight at a high level award, like four straight MVPs in any sport. I'm going to throw out baseball, basketball, hockey, okay. NFL.
All right.
Have there been four straight MVPs in baseball?
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds is correct. 2001, 2004. The only person in Major League Baseball history to have four straight. All right, let's go to the NFL. Have there ever been a player with four straight MVPs?
No.
That is also correct. Never in the history of the league. There's never been a MVP four times in a row, nor defensive player or offensive player of the year four times in a row. Yeah. Now let's go to hockey.
Well, that changes with the great one.
It really does. Is it the Hart Trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had eight straight. No one in hockey history had more than three straight. He had eight in a row, 79 to 87.
Yeah.
And he finished second like six times. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Wayne Gretzky is really in a separate category.
Yes, he is.
I have a question for tomorrow's show. Do you want it today or tomorrow? I can give it now and let it breathe.
Sure.
It's for tomorrow's show to discuss.
Okay.
Is Wayne Gretzky
underrated?
The most greatest in sports history.
Oh.
Where is he the best person in his sports history and is second place distant? I'm not a hockey expert. I know very little about hockey before 1980. I'm not trying to leave anybody out. I'm asking. Like, Jerry Rice seems like that type of guy, but there's others. Is Wayne, and we should save for tomorrow, is Wayne Gretzky the most greatest player in team sports history?
I would say, can I say, or do I have to save it?
Completely have to save it.
Oh, I have to save it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So is Wayne Gretzky the greatest?
Most greatest.
Most,
if that's a
most
phrase.
Greatest. Okay. All right. Well, we'll sleep on that.
Most greatest.
Most greatest. This is. A couple of phone calls in here. Is it Savvy in Pennsylvania?
Yes, Dan.
Hi, Sav.
My father had the first food truck in Harrisburg. And he, in the summertime, I would go on a truck with him, and he would tell me, eat hot dogs in front of the customers so that they knew the hot dogs were good. The guy lets his kid eat them. So every morning at 7:30, I had two hot dogs, mustard and onions, and a Coke, and there's no better breakfast in the world.
All right. Well, thank you, Sav. I had two dogs before 11 o'clock today. Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Jameson in Colorado. Hey, Jameson.
Hey, DP.
Hey.
Suggestion for you if you decide to go with the cremation.
Yeah.
That's your untimely demise.
Yeah.
If you are familiar with the legendary rock and roll band Motorhead, the lead singer and founder.
Lenny?
Died a few years ago. Yes, Lemmy.
Yeah.
He was cremated, and he distributed his ashes to a bunch of his famous friends in vials that look like bullets with his name on it. And just a couple days ago, one of those recipients is James Hetfield of Metallica.
Yeah.
He posted on Instagram that he took some of those ashes, mixed them in some ink, and got a Motorhead tribute tattoo on his middle finger. Perhaps that's something that Dan Ant could consider.
Mm, all right. Well, thank you, Jameson. Lemmy. I said Lenny. So Lemmy was the lead singer, Motorhead. Not exactly in my wheelhouse as far as music goes, but well aware of him. Yeah, I could give out little vials there, maybe. I don't think anybody's getting tatted up. Paulie doesn't have any. Fritzy's not going to have any. Marvin doesn't have any. Seton's got a few. Dylan, the graphics guy, definitely would do that. He might do it now, before I die.
Shay?
Shay and Irving would do it, too. Yeah. My true loyal friends there.
Fair Lemmy's enough. Lemmy's ashes in a middle finger Motorhead tattoo is about as heavy metal as it gets.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
This day in sports history, Paulie, do you realize that Wayne Gretzky played his final game?
Yeah, I did. 1999?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keeping with the Wayne Gretzky, is he the most greatest?
Big topic. Joe Montana retired from the NFL in 1995.
Over.
Bill Russell, I love this one, became player coach of the Boston Celtics. We got to bring that back.
What We Learned brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide. See the full lineup of Pirelli tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Talk to you tomorrow on our Meet Friday.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.